Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, August 6th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Medivesco's Epic Labor announces expansion into Augusta, Georgia. Medivesco Inc. announces that its subsidiary, Epic Labor, is expanding into Augusta, Georgia, marking its fifth active branch. CEO Ryan Shadell highlights the company's commitment to providing on-demand labor in the southeastern United States. Epic Labor, known for fast and reliable staffing, plans to open more branches as part of its expansion strategy. The Augusta location aligns with the company's goal of becoming a dominant player in short-notice labor solutions. Stay tuned for details on the office grand opening and staffing plans in the future. Golden Matrix posts Q2 results. Operational momentum outpaces top-line growth. Golden Matrix Group Inc. announced financial and operational results for Q2 2025, showing a 30% increase in wager volume at Meridianbet and a 124% climb in new registrations. Despite a 10% year-over-year revenue growth, the company remains on track for full-year revenue guidance. Total revenue for Q2 was $43.2 million, with a gross profit of $24.4 million. Adjusted EBITDA declined by 37% to $3.4 million due to increased operating spend. Meridianbet's casino businesses surged 29% in GGR, with a turnover of $434 million, and active users expanded by 15% year-over-year. Looking ahead, Golden Matrix expects full-year revenue to range between $185 million and $188 million, reflecting a growth rate of 22 to 24% over 2024.
ABVC Biopharma gains confidence from international investors to support growth path. ABVC Biopharma, a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company, has gained confidence from international investors who made a private investment into the company's equity. This investment, totaling over USD 2.5 million, reflects growing confidence in ABVC's therapeutic innovations. The structured six-month lockup period underlines their intent to support the company through its next milestones. ABVC's CEO, Dr. Uttam Patil, emphasized the company's commitment to real science and long-term value. With this support, ABVC is actively pursuing additional partnerships and licensing to advance its clinical programs and expand shareholder value.
Izia Thomas unveils elite technical leadership team for OWPC's EcoBioplastics as it positions to lead the $1 trillion global sustainable materials market. Izia Thomas, Chairman and CEO of OWPC, has unveiled an elite technical leadership team for EcoBioplastics, positioning the company to lead the $1 trillion global sustainable materials market. The team, led by Fukuji Sautome and Steve Albrecht, includes industry experts Larry Lyons, Fred Massat, and Ed Louis Brand. With a focus on innovation, policy compliance, and industrial performance, EcoBio is set to deliver scalable solutions in the automotive, packaging, and materials sectors. The company's advanced micronization and pelletization process produces biofibers from organic matter, offering cost-effective, ESG-compliant alternatives to traditional materials. Partnering with companies like Stellantis and FlexNGate, EcoBio is expanding capacity to meet growing demand in EV components, packaging inserts, and industrial parts, driving significant revenue growth for OWPC.
SCH Capital Holdings adds healthcare compensation management technology capability to portfolio. SCH Capital Holdings, the nation's leading human capital information management holding company for healthcare and not-for-profit tax-exempt organizations, has acquired Boston-based Statera. Statera is a group of human-focused compensation experts and healthcare technologists who provide timely and actionable compensation and care insights to hospitals, medical groups, and clinicians. Statera's platform offers tools that optimize clinical team performance and automate compensation administration. Statera will continue to enable health systems to automate physician compensation through its technology platform as part of Clinician Nexus, a SCH Capital Holdings, Inc. technology company. Together, these capabilities will provide healthcare organizations with technology tools that empower health systems and medical groups to align compensation, productivity, and incentives for their physicians and APEs. Apex Epoxy Flooring launches in Naples for commercial spaces. Apex Epoxy Flooring, known for their award-winning service, is now offering their high-performance flooring solutions in Naples and the wider Southwest Florida area. With a focus on commercial renovations, their slip-resistant epoxy flooring is perfect for high-traffic locations like warehouses, restaurants, and office complexes. Clients have praised their quick turnaround time, eco-friendly materials, and expert installation. Using industrial diamond grinding and commercial-grade materials, Apex ensures durability and visual appeal. Whether it's a sleek lobby or a safe production area, Apex provides both aesthetic and functional solutions for Naples businesses. For more information, visit their website or contact them directly.
Michael McCormick, new owner and CEO of AllPoint Solutions. Michael McCormick, a former Marine Corps veteran with extensive experience in the government contracting industry, has taken ownership of AllPoint Solutions. Previously the CEO of Advanced Management Strategies Group, McCormick grew the company to $40 million in annual revenue before moving on to his new venture. AllPoints, formerly known as PAC Solutions LLC, was founded in 2006 and has served various DoD and federal customers, offering technology support and professional services. McCormick aims to lead the company in a new direction and explore new growth opportunities.
Tuofa CNC rapid manufacturing for hard metal machining, faster lead times, tighter tolerances, stronger parts. Tuofa CNC Machining has unveiled a new rapid manufacturing line focused on hard metal parts, reducing lead times for aerospace, energy, medical, robotics, and electric vehicle programs. The upgrade emphasizes capacity, control, and consistency. They excel in machining tough materials like titanium alloys, nickel superalloys, hardened stainless steels, and more. Processes include 5-axis CNC milling, high-precision turning, EDM, and grinding. The equipment base includes lathes, mills, grinders, and a new 5-axis cell. Quality controls ensure tight tolerances and surface finishes. Andy, the general manager, stated that this line keeps projects on schedule while meeting mechanical requirements. Future investments will enhance capacity and process controls. Tuofa CNC Machining, established in 2006, offers custom machining services for metals and plastics with a focus on quality and efficiency.
Faith, fellowship, and financial stewardship. Coram Deo Advisors sponsors FCA's winning golf TV show. Coram Deo Advisors recently sponsored the Fellowship of Christian Athletes winning golf TV show segment, where owner Dave Over served as a blue team coach on July 23, 2025, at the prestigious Applecross Country Club in Downingtown, PA. This partnership exemplifies how faith-driven financial planning firms can extend their impact beyond traditional wealth management services to support ministries that transform lives through athletic ministry. The connection between golf, faith, and financial stewardship runs deeper than many realize. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA, was founded in 1954 by Don McLanan, a basketball coach at Eastern Oklahoma A&M, who recognized the unique platform that sports figures possessed to share their Christian faith. Today, this vision continues through specialized programs like Winning Golf, which combines competitive athletics with spiritual mentorship. Anita and Zaha, French beauty brand blending nature, ethics, and luxury, now captivating North America with its award-winning skincare essentials. Anita and Zaha, a French beauty brand, is captivating North America with its award-winning skincare essentials. Born in France, the brand blends French savoir-faire, natural innovation, and ethical standards. Using premium natural ingredients like organic goat's milk and donkey's milk, Anita and Zaha create skincare products with visible efficacy and a luxurious sensory experience. The brand stands on pillars of protecting the planet,
promoting education, and celebrating cultural diversity. Flagship formulas like shaving soap with organic donkey's milk and argan oil are gaining global attention. Anita and Zaha is a registered trademark in the EU, Switzerland, UK, and Monaco, with products proudly made in France. With over 150,000 followers on social media, the brand has earned the trust of customers worldwide. Anita and Zaha products are available through their official store, Amazon, selected international platforms, and exclusive B2B partnerships in Europe and North America.
Following national launch, health and wellness innovator Arctic Collagen makes TV debut to share first-of-its-kind formulation. Arctic Collagen, the first marine collagen dietary supplement offering 8,000 milligrams of hydrolyzed marine collagen, 8 grams of lean protein, hyaluronic acid, and vitamin C in convenient single-use packs, recently made its TV debut on The Donna Drake Show. Founded in 2024 by Jasmine Winkvist and Lennart Winkvist, Arctic Collagen aims to address the decreasing collagen levels in the body after age 25. This travel-ready supplement, made from wild-caught fish, provides type 1 collagen known for its superior bioavailability. Available for purchase on onelavy.com and MedPaid Market, Arctic Collagen offers a pack of 14 sachets for $59.99, with launches on Amazon.com and Walmart.com coming soon. Follow at Arctic Collagen on social media for more information.
Bain Capital and 11 North acquire Florida and South Carolina Public's anchored retail portfolio for $395 million. Bain Capital Real Estate and 11 North Partners have acquired a portfolio of 10 open-air retail centers anchored by Public stores for $395 million. The properties, located in Florida and South Carolina, include the new Tampa Center, sold for $57 million. With a total of over 1 million square feet and an occupancy rate exceeding 93%, the centers feature national brands like Bank of America, Chipotle, and Starbucks. 7 of the 10 centers are anchored by Publix, showcasing the company's strong presence. The joint venture aims to focus on owning retail assets with open-air layouts and necessity-based tenants, targeting stable and high-performing assets in the U.S. and Canada.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.